Today from the world of tiny tech. Scientists and engineers are always looking for ways to make computers more powerful. Some have speculated that this might be possible using DNA, the molecules in our bodies that store genetic information. DNA has the potential to surpass conventional computers in both data storage density and energy efficiency. But a big question is, how could we adapt DNA to calculate bank balances or store those videos you took on vacation? Recently, it was proposed that information can be stored by placing marks called nicks at specific places on the two chains of DNA's double helix. The process is a little like the way some ancient civilizations stored information, by placing knots along a string. As a proof of concept, researchers have recently shown that nicked DNA can be used to multiply two numbers together by passing the chains through a network of tiny interconnected channels called a microfluidic chip. One drawback, however, is that the multiplication takes hours, so you won't see computers based on DNA anytime soon. But maybe in the future, if you're asked how computers store information, you might be able to answer, it's in our DNA. Tiny Tech is made possible by the National Science Foundation and WUFT. To learn more about Tiny Tech, go to tinytechradio.org.